Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're up to Simon Tez Zayin, which is the halachas of Shir Talas. Rabbi Yisrael, the Shir Talas. Shir Talas is the size of the Talas. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us. Shir Talas. Shir Talas Shechai B'tzitzis. What is the size of a garment which has a Chiyuv Tzitzis? She's Kasebo Be'oirech Overoichev Roishoy Verubay Shel Cotton. The size that has a chiyuv tzitzis, the beged that is chayv tzitzis, is a garment which would normally, under normal circumstances, she is chasebo, that it would cover be'oirech uveroichev, with the width and the length, roishoy, the head, veruboy, the majority of the body, shel cotton of a child. Hamishalech levado bishuk, who is allowed to go to the market on his own. What age is that? A child who is allowed to go responsibly and maturely to the shop, to the market. Yes, so what age is that? He doesn't need anybody else, the shaman, to look after him. What age is that? Both. Let's think.
I suppose,
what age can a child go to the market himself? In Rabbi Yosef Karo's times, 500 years ago, and what is the age, the corresponding... It's the equivalent, well, it's the village market. No, it's not, I don't think it's comparable to that. I think it's more comparable to the local shop.
8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, so the consensus of the poskim is no, about 9 years old. That's what they say. 9 years old. Girls? Okay, we'll talk about girls in next siman. Okay, the odd chai betzitzis, top of page 56, then it has a requirement to add tzitzis, the dafkik shah, God loaf shay pa'omi marai, for yoitze boishuk. Now, the additional requirement that the Ramah is teaching us of it is that note, says the Ramah, that the requirement of tzitzis must be a garment which the godoil loaf shay, an adult, would be comfortable wearing it. Pa'omim, arayat, occasionally you will take. V'yoytzebole shuk, you'd be comfortable going out with that kind of garment. So that tells us a bit about the size. So the size, of a beged, we're soon going to analyze what it means in current measurements. What the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, it's got to be a sheer talus. The size of a garment, which is chai betzitz. If it's too small, you know, you don't have to put tzitzis on. The size of a bag, which chai betzitz, is something which a child who would go into the shop maturely, independently, which we said is about 9 years old, that size body would be covered, roishoy verubay, the head and the majority of its body would be covered with that garment. That would be the garment which is chayav betzitzis. So, if you are learning 9 years old is the age, if we are saying 9 years old is the guy that is the age that a person can go maturely to the shop, so we're talking about the majority of a body, roish shavrubo, of a 9 year old child. So, how is that? Roish shavrubo? Of a 9 year old? How much is that? Oh, that's a valid point. Interesting. It's interesting. You say it would make it relative to the person the person who's wearing it. Yeah, but that's not. So what you are saying would really be the equivalent of saying a lulav, the size of a correct lulav, would be depending on the size of the person who is shuckling it. Which, of course, wouldn't make sense. It's quite similar to that, because we're saying, what is a chiyuv beged? I hear what you're saying a bit. But the Shulchan Aruch is saying that a chiyuv beged, we're talking about the beged, what kind of garment is chayav betzitzis?
You could say, the process is a chasepa.
It's got to be individual for him.
Right,
I hear. I hear what you're saying. Lemaisa, we're learning it's got to be. So I'm going to say, how much do you think it is? Rosh of a Ruba, but 9 year old.
65 centimeters.
Oh, so that's also an interesting question. The answer is, we're looking at, as it were, Rosh, the width and the length of the kind of front. Yeah.
50 by 50.
Pardon? 50. Yeah. Okay. Good. Because it's got a cover. So Rosh over here is not actually referring to the head. It's actually referring to the, you've got to have the shoulders covered as well. And that Mishnah is going to address later. You can't just have very thin. It's got to be properly covering the shoulders and the neck area. Yeah. So the Mishnah says what the shear is. Amo al amo. Amo al amo. So, when a child, although going in line with what you are saying, a child who is significantly smaller, we would say that the Rosh HaVeruba of a child, of a young child, a small 9-year-old child, we would say that if he covers his Rosh HaVeruba of his body, that would be chayav betzitzis for him individually. But once he passes bar mitzvah, once he reaches adulthood and he's bar mitzvah, we assume that it's amal amo, which is the right shear, the measurement of a tzitzis. So what that leads us is amal amo. But let's see what Mishnah says. Let's see through Mishnah Berurah. If cotton aleph, okay, shall cotton bottom of the page. Avahainu ben tes shonim. So a child who is considered mature enough to go in a pen to the shop is 9 years old. I think that's very much in line with what you're. Would you let your 9 year old go to the shop? 9 year old?
Sure, but not the market.
Mm-hmm. I hear. I hear what you're saying. So the market. Yeah, I think that when we are imagining the market, yeah, I think that. Yeah, we're talking about the way they were, the cities, the villages were. And it was in the middle of the city, it was a large open area where people were selling their things. I don't know how busy it was because, I don't know. You're saying it's a bit.
Maybe
then that's a dangerous thing
that you have now. I mean, letting your kid out at night now, or
wherever you're
going, shopping
by the silver
at night, it's a bit.
You know who you're gonna. Yeah, that's probably. Perhaps. But Chuvas, yeah. Now. Now, the Mishabu brings of it Chuvas Maramins, Simon Kofiud, Mephalpalech, Yoitzim, Metalat Kanfas, Akhtanim, Mizashir. He said, well, he said that one second here. It looks like a lot of tzitzis are under that shear. Roshe v'ruba of a 9 year old? That's quite a significant shear, yeah? It's probably, that's quite a big shear. The Roshe v'ruba of a 9 year old? So there are tzitzis out there who are a lot smaller than that. There are tzitzis out there who are smaller. How are Yotze with this? How are Yotze with smaller shear tzitzis? Says the Mari Mintz. He said, the Torah of the Mut of Lelech Bohem, Lelech Kolayim Beli Tzitzis. He says that, better that than nothing. Well, it's true, it's not a great and it's not a perfect shear, and certainly one should aim to have bigger tzitzis than that, but if the alternative is not to wear tzitzis, then one should wear smaller tzitzis. But what he ends off with here is an important point. He says that if a person, what is really relevant is in terms of the bracha. So if you have children even, never mind adults, children, and they are making brachas on tzitzis, which are smaller than the shear, that would be a problem. So if you've got a 9-year-old who's wearing tzitzis, and the tzitzis are significantly smaller than his own body, then that would be a problem. That would be a problem. You can't make a bracha on that. So I understand that it's better than nothing, I hear. But in terms of the bracha, the Mishnah points out they shouldn't make a bracha on a smaller size tzitzis. Pardon? Yeah, but chinuch also must make sense. If the shir tzitzis is from Rosh Veruba on, then if the tzitzis is less than Rosh Veruba, there's no chinuch. If you're talking about the under 9 year old, if there's no, I'm not sure about the bracha though. You're saying that, I'm not sure about the bracha though, because if it's, I understand that in terms of wearing tzitzis, that makes sense, but I don't think if you can make a bracha on some. Yeah, I know, but it's not the school's obligation to check if it's kosher, if it's a tzitzit or kosher. Otherwise, we're busy for hours checking every tzitzit and passing most of them. Yeah, I know, but he has to be rosh v'rubah of the child. Yeah, but if it's less than a 9 year old, rosh v'rubah of that particular cotton will be fine. Yeah, but I don't know if as the bocha, I don't know.
We'll be fine,
but it's better than nothing. That's what Maramin says. It's better than nothing, but I don't know if you're going to be if you can recite the bocha on that.
Well, the charcoal.
Yeah. Well, again, this what?
Would we not train a child
at
that age?
Yes, I don't know if that's. I'm not sure.
Maramin is not talking about that. He's talking about the old child who's wearing tzitzit that's too small. He's talking about.
So what are you saying about a seven-year-old child? Is that Maramin still says better that than nothing? He should wear that,
that's
right?
What he's supposed to be wearing,
Yeah, that's the right size for him. Yeah, but should he make a block on that?
I think so.
Yeah. It's true. That's what he's done. Yeah. It's a good question. Because Mishavur seems to indicate a few times in this long Mishavur in Sivkot and Dalet that you can't make a broch on something which is smaller than that. If it's not the right size, then.
But maybe it's a little bit like the halachas of Avi Minim for
a shalot ishtakach kind of thing.
Yeah, that we're not marked on all the details there. It's kind of chinuch. It's surah of the mitzvah rather than the actual potter. I mean, I've had it asked up certain.
Okay, I don't know. Blinei, I'll look into it because I know where. Gideon, thank you for this. Okay, now there is a discussion in the poskim in terms of the area with the opening. Do you discount this area now? If we're saying that an adult's tzitzis must be at least an amal amo, which, by the way, not all of them have. Amal amo. Pardon?
Amo's about 50
centimeters. 56, yeah, according to Chazanish. Not all of them do.
So that's not very big.
It's not, I'm saying, not all the tzitzis out there have got that shit. Yeah.
About absolutely. The is the same size?
Especially the width. It's not necessarily 50, not necessarily amal amo. Now, both sides, the question is as follows. What happens if you've got an opening, which is, do you count or discount the head opening? Do you count this in part? We need to have amo. Is the opening included or not? Chazanish says you don't include that. It's not included in the cheshbon. Chazanish says you don't include that. So you've got to have besides the, you need the cloth, the material needs to be amo. It is important to notice, Abayi said, when you go out there shopping for tzitzis, it's very important to make sure that he's got the shear of shear tzitzis. Now, the Mishnah points out over here an additional interesting point. Is there a problem of a tzitzis having sleeves? Tzitzis with sleeves. Why would it be a problem? On both sides. Tzitzis with sleeves. Might be good for on the bike. Not necessarily. Tzitzis with sleeves, on both sides. Any problem with tzitzis with sleeves? Let's think it through. You've got, what could be the problems? Have you got four corners? Yeah. Doesn't matter. Shouldn't, in terms of that, doesn't make a difference. Has it got amo? Yeah, it does. Does it affect the bag in any way, the fact that it got sleeves? No, they've probably thought that the tzitzis with sleeves should be fine. Are they manufactured? Is there tzitzis with sleeves? The tzitzis vest, how are they with sleeves? So that leaves. So here comes the Mishnah Berurah quoting Ari HaKadosh, and it says follows, and towards the end of Sifkot and Dala, towards the end, about 8 lines from the bottom. Kosov Ari, Talis Kotten Yoise Toiv Shalieboi Batis Rois. A Talis Kotten should not have sleeves. Im Lovash Hata, yeah, he says he shouldn't have sleeves. Mishnah doesn't explain why, but it does bring from the Ari HaKadosh, it sounds like it's Alpi Kabbalah, that a Talis Kotten should not have sleeves. I don't know why, but can you think of a reason why?
Because didn't we say that the has to be majority open the side, right?
Yeah, it can still be. You could have the sleeves and still have opening. You see, maybe because of that, it takes away the full canvas aspect.
The ones they make
perhaps
a single button. Still majority open.
Right. Yeah, it says you for sure have the majority. Once you've got the majority open, you're fine. So I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know. Mishbu says from the Yakodesh it should not have sleeves. Now the. What are you saying? That what?
Have sleeves.
It doesn't mean that. It's a good question, but the answer is it doesn't mean that once he has sleeves, it exempts it from tzitzis. Rather, what it means is that the chatchila, the talis cotton, shouldn't have sleeves. Yeah, but of course, if it has sleeves, it wouldn't exempt it from talis. Anyway, it's talking about the talis cotton. Now, what happened? What is the minimum shear that you could still recite the brachas? We said, you got to have an amal lechatchila, that is the right size for an adult tzitzis. And again, not every tzitzis out there has got an amal, especially when it comes to the width. It doesn't necessarily have an amal, but if Chaznish says 56 or 58 centimeters is the minimum length of a, so if you've got that, and that is the correct size, so what is the minimum shid that you can still make a bracha on as an adult, a godoil who's wearing it sits towards the minimum shear, that from that shear onwards, from that shear lower down, you cannot make a brach anymore. What will be? So the Mishmur says the minimum shear that you can still make a brach is 3/4 of an amma. So let's figure that out. If 56 centimeters is 1 amma, so what will be 3/4 of an amma? Didn't do the maths yet. Let's do the maths. So 3/4 of 56.
3/4 of 56?
42. So 42 centimeters, if you've got a tzitzis that is less than 42 centimeters. How much 42? You've got a very good 42. This is 42?
That's good.
Yeah? You know, he does it really. Is that 42? No? That's 30? No, I don't think so. This 42? Yeah, so 42 below is not, you cannot make a brach on that. So check it out, Abu Yisrael, because there are plenty of tzitzis out there which have that shear and lower. So that's really not, it's according to Mishnah Berurah, shear less than that, you cannot make a brach on. You can't make a brach on that. Yeah.
No, is that including the
holes? So that is a machlokes. Chaznish says that you do count the holes. The Mishnah Berurah says you cannot count the holes. You will not be able to count the holes. So certainly, if you want to count the mitzvah, the rest according to all opinions, which I'm sure most people do, which is the right thing to do, so you will discount the holes. The holes will not be included in your 48 centimeters. You cannot. You have to discount it. Machlokes Mishtavu and Chazanish. Yeah. Okay. So that is in terms of the sheer baguette. Okay, we will. I think we're going to leave the Mia Chayovim B'Tzitzis. We're going to leave that Mitzvah for tomorrow evening, Simon Yud Zayin. So just to summarize what we did this evening, we spoke about the Shia Talis. The Shia Talis is defined in the Shulchan Aruch that the Rosh Shoy Verubo of a 9-year-old, what we're learning, cotton of 9-year-old, the Rosh Shoy Verubo of a cotton of about 9 years old, if that's covering his body, that's Chayov B'Tzitzis. We said that's generally considered an Amal. That is the Shia that is Chayov B'Tzitzis. The minimum share of chil betzitzis is 3/4 of an amma, we said. And we learned that if it's shear less than that, that would be considered, if it's less than that, then it's better than nothing, says the Mishnah Berurah. We certainly cannot recite a bracha. In terms of a child, that's a good question. I have to be near to look into that. A child who's weighing less than that shear as to whether he can make a bracha, that is a good question. And we also spoke about Ari HaKadosh, who says that tzitzit shouldn't have sleeves. This, by the way, the square armor that we're talking, obviously, it's talking about the square armor on the front and square armor in the back, obviously. Yeah.
Rabbi,
obviously, I should have.